Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, glad you joined me here. AM Radio Free Connecticut, and also online. Got my page up on Blog Talk Radio, and also if you go to the 1650 AM Radio Free Connecticut page on Facebook, you will find a link to this show on the online version. And like I said, we're also at 1650 AM on your dial in the Bridgeport Stratford, Connecticut City Line area. But it's about 7 o'clock, and it's time for the WrestleMania 33 edition of Totally Wrestling with your host, with the most, Matty B, Matt Boland. And it is WrestleMania weekend, everyone, so happy WrestleMania weekend. We're going to talk about what's going on in Orlando tomorrow night, WrestleMania 33, the granddaddy of them all, they call it. We'll have some match predictions, run down the card, a couple of things from the world of pro wrestling in the news right now. We'll also talk about the WWE Hall of Fame. And could the Hardys return to WWE tomorrow at WrestleMania? We'll see what's going on with that. Anyway, the call-in number here, we are taking calls tonight. And the call-in number is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And so I think it's time to get to it.
Thank you very much.
Andy Kaufman there. First up in the show tonight, which I haven't done this show in a while, so it's back now pretty much every week or so. Anyway, let's run down the card for WrestleMania 33, which is tomorrow night. The pre-show starting at 7:30 from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. That was the old, I guess that's the new name for the Citrus Bowl. Camping World Stadium. There you go. Excuse me one second. A little technical problem here. Anyway, here's the card. First up, a match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship on the pre-show. It's going to be Neville, the holder of the Cruiserweight Championship at the moment, against his challenger, Austin Aries. And I'll get into predictions for these matches in a little bit. Also, on the pre-show, in the second match, will be the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And the winner gets a nice big trophy of Andre the Giant there. And now, kicking off the actual WrestleMania show, I think it's going to be the U.S. Championship match. I don't know what order these matches are going to be in, but the U.S. Championship match will feature champion Chris Jericho going up against his former friend Kevin Owens for Chris Jericho's United States Championship. Then we have also a mixed tag team match between John Cena and Nikki Bella and the team of The Miz and Maurice, his wife, of course. Also, Shane McMahon taking on AJ Styles. Who wins that one? The man who has no fear, or the champ that runs the camp, the phenomenal AJ Styles. Also, an interesting match for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson hold it at the moment. It's a triple threat ladder match. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass, and also the team of Cesaro and Sheamus. And that's for the Raw Tag Team Championships. And an interesting match for the Raw's Women's, for the Raw Women's Championship, and that'll be a fatal four-way elimination match for the title. Yes, four women in that match. Champion Bayley will take on Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. And that will be for the Women's Championship on Raw, the Raw Women's Championship. Singles match for the Intercontinental Championship between the champion Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin, calling himself the Lone Wolf. And another women's match, this for the SmackDown Women's Championship. It's a six-pack challenge match. First pinfall or submission wins. Your competitors, champion Alexa Bliss taking on Becky Lynch, Natalya, Mickey James, and Carmella with James Ellsworth. And James Ellsworth, I don't have a very high opinion of him. I think he's a joke, but other matches on the card. Of course, The Undertaker taking on Roman Reigns. Easy for me to say. But whose yard is it? That's the kind of storyline for the match. And also a non-sanctioned match. No holds barred. Anything goes between Seth Rollins and Triple H. And I believe this will be the second to last match of the night. Bray Wyatt. Oh, my God. How did I get that one out? Bray Wyatt will take on Randy Orton. And Wyatt's WWE Championship will be on the line. And for the WWE Universal Championship held by Goldberg, Goldberg taking on Brock Lesnar in another confrontation for them. And Brock Lesnar, of course, coming with Paul Heyman. For Goldberg's WWE Universal Championship. So those are the matches on the card tonight. Wow, only 7 minutes have passed by, so we'll see how long this episode goes. I usually like to do it for about 40 minutes, but 40 minutes is not an option on Blog Talk Radio. It's 30 minutes to 45 minutes, 30 or 45. Anyway, if you have any predictions about the card, who's going to win, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. And I had some thoughts on the inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame, which is the next story up. Here's who got inducted this year. Diamond Dallas Page into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him. I know on a previous version of the show, I interviewed him and got a lot of insight into his career. So congratulations to DDP. He's in. And Eric Bischoff inducting him. Kurt Angle returning to WWE. He was inducted into the Hall last night by John Cena. And Mr. Holla, 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 we're going to have a tag team match. Teddy Long, great manager, great authority figure on SmackDown, was inducted by JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield, and Ron Simmons. And also getting in, Beth Phoenix, who was inducted by Natalya. Ravishing Rick Rude, if you remember him. Hey fellas, keep the noise down while I take off my robe and show all the ladies what a real man is supposed to look like. That was his thing. Inducted by another great Intercontinental Champion, Ricky Steamboat. Rick Rude, inducted posthumously as a few years ago he died of a heart attack. You have Dana Warrior, widow of the Ultimate Warrior, giving the Warrior Award to Eric LeGrand, a Rutgers football player who was paralyzed this past season or something. I'm not sure if it was this past season or the season before. But the Warrior Award goes to him. And also, it was Rock and Roll Express. That's old school for you. Old school tag team. Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson. Inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame by, guess who? Jim Cornette. Wow. I didn't think he would ever come back to the WWE because they wouldn't want him back. But apparently, he's back. Mr. The guy with the tennis racket. One of the greatest managers of all time, I'd say. Was active in NWA and also TNA as well as the WWE. Just a couple of thoughts on the inductees. Diamond Dallas Page, definitely well-deserved. He is the master of the diamond cutter, they say. Well, that's what he says, anyway. Kurt Angle, of course, is a legend, definitely a legend in this business, inducted by John Cena. Between them, they've got like maybe 30 world championships, Angle and Cena. Well, Cena has 16 and Angle 14. So that would be right. 30 world championships between them, world heavyweight championships, the heavyweight titles. And, of course, Teddy Long, also well-deserved. Started out as a referee, then was like a manager, a thorough figure, managed such greats as Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. And a couple more people you might know, like D'Lo Brown. So, interesting career for him. And Rick Rude, I'm going to say, definitely well-deserving. I'm not sure why he didn't go in a couple of years ago, but definitely well-deserved for Rick Rude. And the Rock and Roll Express, well, they had to pick somebody to get in there, and a good pick for them. Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, and I'm psyched to see Jim Cornette back. The only one, not to disrespect her, but the only one that I feel was maybe next year or something, because I think she's a Hall of Famer, but I would have inducted Chyna instead this year, because she really paved the way. Chyna really was one of the pioneers of what we now know as women's wrestling, as we now know it. But Beth Phoenix is, to me, deserving of a Hall of Fame induction. It came a little too soon, I think. I want to put Chyna in because everybody wanted her to get in. But of course, the thing is, unless the McMahon family like really likes you, you're probably not going to get in. And if you're just okay with them, you might not get in. You'll be like borderline. But Chyna will eventually get in, I think. I hope soon. And that's my thoughts on the WWE inductions, WWE Hall of Fame inductees this year. And we're halfway through the show with, I think I've only done 15 minutes. So, about 30, 40 minutes. Let's see, do I have any interesting sounds I can play, like music or something? Like wrestling music. I'm checking here. Not much, unless this one works. No, that's too short. Well, I was playing some music before, so I guess I'll play a brief, a 3-minute song. And this is Rick Derringer doing Real American, the original Hulk Hogan theme. And in a couple minutes, I'll be right back and do some other stuff in the remainder of the show. Coming up next, I think we'll talk about the top 5 WrestleManias of all time, as ranked by, I think it was BleacherReport.com. I got this off, but anyway, you'll want to hear about the top 5 WrestleManias. You'll want to stay tuned for that, and also some predictions on the card. See who's going to win the matches tomorrow night in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. Pre-show kicks off on the WWE Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But we will be right back, and here's Rick Derringer, Real American. Hey, I'm back. I'm actually going to go to the phone lines here because someone's calling in from 516-451-8849. Hey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Jesse, Long Island. How you doing, bro?
You know, I'm good, man. Jesse in Long Island?
Yeah.
Cool. What do you think about WrestleMania? What's up? What's on your mind?
Truthfully, I don't even know the matches, but mm-hmm. I'll say this: Hogan is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Oh, Hulk Hogan! Yeah, I was just taking a minute to play his theme song, but then I saw you on the line here, so I said I better go to the phone lines here. I think the main event is going to be Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
That's a great match, actually. That's almost like a UFC match.
A little bit.
I don't know who. I mean, who wins that match? I mean, Brock is the better wrestler. You know?
Yeah, I think Brock Lesnar is going to win that and take the Universal Championship. In fact, I have a couple match predictions here if you want to hear them. Well, the first match is going to be Neville versus Austin Aries for the Cruiserweight Championship that Neville has. I think Austin Aries is going to win that one and take the title. That would be cool. I'd like to see him win. What do you think?
I don't know. You know who I do like? I like New Day, the tag team.
Oh, New Day. They're in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Which would be the second during the pre-show. They might have a chance to win that. I don't know. Anything can happen in those kind of matches.
Can I say something about the Cruiserweight division too?
Go for it.
That was totally stolen from WCW and Eric Bischoff.
Well, more from TNA, I think, because they have the X division, and that's pretty much what it is.
No, WCW had the Cruiserweight. They were the first ones with the Cruiserweight titles. And,
right.
You know, they had Juventud. They had Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, that's true. But WWE in the past has stolen a lot of stuff from them. I mean, If you remember Raw Roulette, the thing with the wheel and you spin the wheel, that was a WCW thing. Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Yeah. Trust me, and this is why I say Bischoff is one of my favorite people in wrestling. You know.
Mm-hmm. He just inducted DDP into the Hall of Fame last night.
Did they really?
Yeah, Diamond Dallas Page.
That's my favorite wrestler. Next to Hogan.
Oh, DDP. Yeah, he's cool. I talked with him once on like a previous version of this show. He was cool.
Really?
He gave me a lot of insight.
Oh man, that must have been some experience, huh?
Yeah, it was a good time. And
wait, who got inducted into the Hall of Fame last night then?
Well, Kurt Angle, DDP, also Teddy Long, Beth Phoenix, Rick Rude,
Teddy Long,
and the Rock and
Does
Roll
he
Express.
Really belong there?
Excuse me?
Does Teddy Long really belong in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think he does. He was a good manager and great authority figure on SmackDown. The only one I'd say maybe a little early for her to go in, Beth Phoenix. I wanted to see Chyna in.
I would love to see Chyna in the Hall of Fame. I would love to see her. Yeah, she.
Yeah, the McMahon's are like, well, it'll probably happen eventually.
You think so? She really was something special to the, you know, to WWE in a whole, you know.
She was totally paved the way for the others.
Oh, totally, you know, and I read her book too. Have you ever read her book?
I haven't read her book. No.
It is a pretty interesting chapter about Jeff Jarrett, where Jeff Jarrett goes to talk to Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's one guy who will never get in.
Right. But he pretty much demands $250,000 from Vince McMahon because Vince is like, oh, yeah, you're going to go in there, you're going to lose to Chyna, right? And he goes, nope, I never signed that contract. And the contract had expired.
Girl,
well, the contract had expired.
Right.
And so he sat there and he told him, I want $250,000 for the match tonight or I don't go on tonight. And it was the day of the pay-per-view.
Wow. Totally held him up.
He got him. Yeah, that's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Jeff Jarrett. But, I mean, I know I'm alone in that statement, but...
Cool.
You know.
Yeah, Jim Cornette was there last night too, and I'm like, I never thought I'd see him again in the WWE.
Right. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm sorry though. The predictions.
Yeah, I was like, I got through two of them, but the SmackDown Women's Championship between Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Mickie James, and Carmella with that. James Ellsworth kind of nerd. And
Becky
Naomi
Lynch, like.
Is in the match too. Huh?
I like Becky Lynch.
I'm going to say that's too close to call. I can't pick a winner in that one. We'll have to see what happens. But Becky Lynch, I like her. She's cool. She's cool and she's hot.
She's super sexy.
Yeah, I like the red hair. And then you have Gallows and Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass, and also Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team Championships held by Gallows and Anderson. I think they're going to retain the titles in that one. Ladder match.
I'm
Tag
going
Team
for
ladder
Sheamus.
Match. What do you think about the Raw Women's Championship? Sasha Banks, maybe?
Oh, wait, Becky Lynch is this different than that match?
Yeah, that match would be Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks and versus Nia Jax, and that's a fatal four-way for Bayley's Raw Women's Championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of matches here, but... two women's matches, and then Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. I think The Miz and Maryse will win that.
Hey, let me say something about The Miz. I was one of the biggest Miz fans before The Miz even became The Miz.
Yeah, Mike Mizanin and Tokunov.
Well, I had a B Miz hat when he was on The Real World. I swear to God. I knew he was going to make it. I just knew it. There was also an IMD prediction that I made, but the IMD boards got taken down. I say he's going to headline WrestleMania 27.
You were right, pretty much.
Which one did he headline? WrestleMania 28, right?
Something like that. I don't even know.
I think I was like 1 year off. I remember
yeah.
when I made the prediction, though, and everybody was like, I had a B. Miz hat in 04 when he was part of the Real World.
Sweet. Well, I don't want to take too much time on these predictions, but I wanted another couple matches in here. The three big matches. Seth Rollins versus Triple H in a non-sanctioned match. Anything goes?
Triple H.
I think Rollins.
Every time, Triple H. I always pick
Triple
H.
Oh, I'm calling Seth Rollins.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that rivalry is going to continue. And then you have Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship, and Wyatt retains, I'd say.
I'm going for Randy, RKO.
I hope Randy can win, but I think they want to keep the title on Bray for a while. And what's your pick in Goldberg-Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship?
Goldberg.
Oh, really? I'm on the other side, and in all of these, I'm going with Lesnar.
I want Goldberg to hit him with the spear.
Spear and a jackhammer. Yeah, that would be cool. But, hey, I wanted to say thanks for calling up. I've got a couple other things to get to, but thanks for calling up and filling some time here. Jesse from Long Island?
Yeah, hey, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever see the documentary Beyond Matt?
I didn't see that one. I saw The Wrestler, that movie, but Beyond the Mat, no.
One of the best documentaries of all time. Check it out. If you're wrestling.
I'm going to have to check it out, yeah. But thanks for calling up, and I think we're going to do it again next week, so keep it on my Facebook page and everything, 1650 AM Radio Free Connecticut. But thanks for calling up, Jesse.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you want to be like Jesse and call up, the number is 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. Had a pretty long discussion with him, but we were getting into it, some predictions and everything. And there were a couple matches that I didn't mention. Dean Ambrose, I think, will retain the Intercontinental Championship. Let's see. I say AJ Styles will beat Shane McMahon and The Undertaker. You know he always wins, except like that one time when he lost to Brock Lesnar. So I think he will defeat Roman Reigns and take back his yard. And, okay, next up. I had some music to play, but we're going to skip that right now. And let me tell you about something going on, if I have this news sound, which I should have somewhere. Oh, well. Oh, there it is. A little breaking news from the world of pro wrestling. And the news is, everybody is looking at the Hardys right now, the Broken Hardys, to see what they're going to do as they are done with TNA. The rumors have been flying rampant that WWE is going to bring them in tomorrow for WrestleMania. But Jeff Hardy says they have not yet been offered a WWE deal. So right now, they're going to stay in Ring of Honor for the time being. So, according to Jeff, anyway, the Hardys will not be at WrestleMania in Orlando tomorrow night. They're in Ring of Honor at the time, and that's where they are for the time being. But something may come down the pike pretty soon for WWE with them. Also, a 32-participant women's tournament is coming to the WWE Network. Triple H announcing that last night. 32 women from all over the world fighting in a tournament. I'm not sure. I think the women's title would be on the line, but I'm not sure about that. We'll see what that'll bring. And I don't have the date for when that starts, but I did see that on WWE.com. Check it out. WWE Network, just $9.99. Wanted to thank Heather Mitchell from WWE for she helped me out with a gift of WWE Network last year, and they say it's just about to run until maybe a couple more months on the subscription, but my subscription is going to run out soon, so I'll get another subscription for that, the WWE Network. So, to Heather Mitchell.
Thank you very much.
Heather Mitchell, producer at WWE. Okay, let's talk about top five WrestleManias. This is my list of top five WrestleManias according to, I think it was BleacherReport.com that I got this on. But here's the top
Let me
five.
Talk to you.
Number five, WrestleMania 10 in 1994, which came to you from Madison Square Garden in New York City. In the main event, Bret the Hitman Hart defeated Yokozuna, the big Japanese guy, Japanese sumo wrestler, who came to the ring with Mr. Fuji and Jim Cornette. The WWE Championship was on the line, and Bret the Hitman Hart took the title by defeating Yokozuna. Rowdy Roddy Piper, the special guest referee in that match. That was the main event of WrestleMania 10. And also, the legendary, the first really legendary ladder match of all time. It was a brand new concept, and Razor Ramon Scott Hall defeated the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, in the first ever ladder match. And Razor winning the undisputed Intercontinental Championship, which at that time was, of course, disputed between Michaels and Razor Ramon. So, that was a great WrestleMania in 94 at Madison Square Garden. Then at number four, you have another Madison Square Garden WrestleMania, WrestleMania 20. The tagline was, "Where it all begins again." WWE was reinventing itself a little bit. And that was in 2004. Main event of that WrestleMania, Chris Benoit defeated Triple H and Shawn Michaels to win the World Heavyweight Championship that was held by Triple H at the time. So the Crippler got his title. And also, the man that lied, cheated, and stole, Eddie Guerrero. He defeated Kurt Angle to win Kurt Angle's WWE Championship. So two guys that have been big in WCW and around the world got their WWE Championships in the World Heavyweight Championship. And that was a crowning moment of their careers, both of them passing away. I think we know the Chris Benoit deal, his story. Eddie Guerrero, heart attack in Minneapolis before a SmackDown in, I think it was 2005, 2006, I'm not quite sure. But definitely a tragic moment in WWE history. And Eddie Guerrero had more passion for the business than I think anybody that I've ever seen, with the possible exception of Mick Foley, Mankind. He really loved what he did. And Viva La Raza, Eddie, he's up there, we think. And thank you, Mr. Eddie Guerrero.
Thank you very much.
anyway, number three on our list is WrestleMania 30, 2014, from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. And the main event, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, was on the line, and Daniel Bryan, who had gotten into the match by defeating Triple H earlier in the night, defeated Batista and Randy Orton to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That was held by Randy Orton. And that was the year of one of the biggest matches in WWE history, biggest wins, really, as Brock Lesnar ended the streak by defeating The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Never been done before, and it's never been done since. Can Roman Reigns do it there? We'll see what the big dog has to offer. And let's see, I do have a couple sounds here for WrestleMania recaps. Let's see if we can do WrestleMania 20, which I just talked about. Here's a audio highlight reel of it.
On behalf of the WWE superstars, both past and present, thank you for making this WrestleMania where it all begins again. Madison Square, chant it loud, Big Show sucks!
What? Did you see that?
What the hell's going on here?
Oh my God!
Oh, for God's sake.
She's smitten!
It's three men versus two in this handicap tag team match. Randy Orton, the RKO!
Once you're eliminated, you leave the ring. The next superstar enters. The last man standing is the Cruiserweight Champion. The moment these two poles collide, it's going to be downhill from there for one of them. Backslide by Victoria.
You know what this means, JR?
This gives the new minis a little offside.
The ankle lock is off for a full time.
Wait a minute. The boot went flying. Eddie wins.
But she cheated.
Oh, yeah!
The return of the dead man.
Rest in peace.
So there's a minute recap. There's a minute recap of WrestleMania 20 in 2004. And talking about WrestleMania 17 or were we? No, that's coming up next. I don't know where I am right now. Anyway, 1987 in the Pontiac Silverdome, Detroit, Michigan. WrestleMania 3 coming in at number 2 on our list of top 5 WrestleManias. Main event was Hulk Hogan defeating Andre the Giant, who came in with Bobby the Brain Heenan to retain the WWE Championship. And in another great match, legendary Intercontinental match, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat with George the Animal Steele, who just died a couple months ago, defeated the Macho Man, Randy Savage, with Miss Elizabeth to win Savage's Intercontinental Championship. And here is a brief recap of WrestleMania 3 in 60 seconds.
And welcome to WrestleMania 3! The roof of the Silverdome about to explode here! Take a look, a happening. History will be made here this afternoon in the Pontiac Silverdome. The loser must kneel and bow to the king. Oh, he crowned him! He crowned him! Chair.
Well, Beaver reminds me of a girl I used to go with about 25 years ago. She had the same kind of haircut.
Well, there's your winners as a result of a disqualification, and rightly so.
And there ain't going to be much holds in this one. This is going to be a fight.
There comes the Goldilocks as the Clippers being put to good use by Brutus Beefcake.
There will only be one winner. This dragon is breathing fire.
I will come away with the championship belt and see new horizons.
Jake the Snake Roberts with Damian and Alice Cooper. We haven't seen the last of this confrontation. The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Look at the size of the giant.
He's landed!
I don't believe it!
I'm dropping a big leg!
I never thought it could be done, Gorilla!
Jesse Ventura there with the legendary Gorilla Monsoon, the late great, on the call of WrestleMania 3 right there in that 60-second highlight piece. And we've got one more WrestleMania to talk about. The number one WrestleMania. I think this is according to BleacherReport.com online. was WrestleMania 17 that took place 2001 at the Astrodome in Houston. And in your main event, you had Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock for The Rock's WWE Championship, no disqualification. And Stone Cold would win the match after hitting The Rock with a chair that Mr. McMahon gave to him. He showed up at ringside, gave Austin a chair, and boom, Austin nails The Rock with it to win the WWE Championship, pinned him, that championship held by The Rock at the time. And JR was incredulous. He sold his soul. And here's a recap.
With over 60,000 fans, we welcome you to WrestleMania 17.
And Jericho, over the lion saw, Jericho retaining the Intercontinental title.
Mr. McMahon comes tonight to fight his own son.
Jay Brock hit the trash can, and by God, it's over.
The following contest is table, ladder, and chair two.
Battle Royal, I'm certain, is going to be truly one of the highlights of this spectacular card.
The Iron Sheik Richard, I told you.
And here we go, the fighting dog.
This is nothing more than a street fight.
On the last ride, the Undertaker has done it.
I cannot understand how badly he wants the title.
What the hell is this?
He handed the chair to Steve Austin. Stone Cold has sold his soul for the WWF title.
Paul Heyman there with KR Jim Ross, who I hear is going to do a, going to call a match this year at WrestleMania. So definitely welcome back, JR, to WrestleMania. And I am looking forward to hearing him tomorrow night from Orlando. And so we have about a minute left. So I just wanted to say to everyone, thanks for listening again on 1650 and online here at Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be coming back, I think, next week again with another edition of Totally Wrestling. And in this edition, we talked about WrestleMania 33. We ran down the card. We talked with Jesse from Long Island about the matches coming up. We talked a little bit about the WWE Hall of Fame. Did some breaking news, some predictions, and we talked about the top five WrestleManias as ranked by BleacherReport.com. And with that, thank you very much for listening tonight.
Thank you very much.
My closing music is here somewhere. It's here somewhere. Hold on just one second. That's not it, is it? But anyway, I just had it. There we go. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. We'll be back again on 16:50 a.m. and online.